In this episode, go behind the scenes as we work on recording a voiceover for one of our latest videos.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. I'm inside the Wirebuzz studio right now, and we are in the process of recording what we would call a scratch VO. We have one of our VO rock stars in the office, Christina Romero. What is up?
What's up, Todd?
All right, so Christina just walked in. Like, I'm all super excited. Like, nobody comes to the office anymore. And so Christina walked in, and you are working on a client project. Mm-hmm. Is this, tell me visually, is this like animation, live action?
So this is animation. So right now we're recording scratch VO. So what that is that it's not our permanent professional VO. So what I'm doing here is I'm laying down a track of the voiceover for the animation video. So our animators have something to animate to and time to before we get the actual professional VO in.
Now, Christina does a lot of VOs on our client project. Sometimes I'm reviewing a video and I'm not even thinking Christina, and then I hear it and I'm like, oh, Christina's in it. And clients, they're like, I want Christina. Can you get her to do that again? How often are you recording VOs for our clients? And, you know, comes up over throughout the years, but give me an idea.
So sometimes we do it. It just depends on if the client sometimes likes your VO scratch, they'll choose you to do that. But I find myself coming in here probably every week at this point because we have so many videos coming in.
And this is for an animation project. This is going to replace a professional VO will be selected later. But this is for the editors, right?
Yep, this is for the editors to time something to and animate to.
Mm-hmm. All right, so while we're in the rounds of revisions, Christina comes and sits here. We have a little VO section in the office. You're going to read off of some type of a script, right?
Yep, I'm going to read off of a script. We have a mic ready, so yeah, we should be ready to go.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right, so Christina, thank you for joining us. Of course. Always fun having you in the office. And what? Right, it's a sign of life around here. Awesome. I'll let you do your thing. She's going to crush it. And while she does it, I'm going to stand on the other side of the soundproof glass, and I'm going to just, in a creepy way, watch her work, because Christina is amazing. She's been with me for... Christina, how long have you been with me? 6 years? Hey, can I get you? Would you mind tell the story of the old office? Would you do that? Would you do that for them?
Yeah. In the old office, we probably had maybe 3 rooms, but we all shared the same bathroom that was in the middle of the office. So you knew who washed their hands and who didn't.
And we would whisper. There'd be like, because like, I'll tell you right now, Christina and I were definitely in the hand washing Nazi movement. And like, I could find myself hating someone who wouldn't wash their hands. Like, I would want to just go and fire them. And I don't even know if you can culturally fire people for that. But if you wanted to use the bathroom in the office, and by the way, I'm going to ask you if this is true or false, okay? Because I'm a marketer, so maybe I'm exaggerating. But in the old office, if you wanted to use the bathroom for whatever purpose, mm-hmm. you knew to turn on the sink because the walls were so thin that if you didn't turn on the sink, everybody would hear everything. True or false?
True.
Really true. Yeah. Christina, thanks so much for walking down memory lane, and good luck on your VO.
Thank you so much.
Yep. You know, so we do this a lot. We create the voiceover. It goes in the right place. It actually helps the editors as they're pulling together the video and all the elements. The client can then see it. And when they see it, they go, hey, you know what? We would like this type of a voice. Or often they're like, yeah, no, that scratch VO is perfect. Let's roll with it. Because that girl has an amazing VO voice, voiceover voice. And as a former talk show host, I know that that's a talent. That's a legitimate talent. Like, you can't just be a talk show host. You're not, or a reporter, you're not qualified to do VO. It is a specific type of expertise, and Lord knows I don't have it. So that's going down for real today, and it's a poster that we are animating. A poster in the medical community is like the latest research. It's like the minor leagues of the research, before it gets to the major leagues and ends up inside of a medical journal. It starts off as a poster. And typically when you go to one of these medical conferences pre-COVIDian, you would have the one of the leading researchers in the world, the person who's the author of the research and the poster, and they would stand there next to their poster where it's all written out, and you could talk to them and interview them. But what we're doing is we're bringing these posters to life, because nothing is more boring than a medical poster talking to a nerdy researcher. So you got to pump up the jam, bring it up a level. And that is going down for real right now in the Wirebuzz office. All right, so now you know how we use a voiceover and how it fits in as a rough draft on our way to creating a finished product. Peace.